China has increased its crackdown on religion, with videos and images shown yesterday of crosses being burned or removed at Christian churches. It is claimed the crosses are replaced with objects such as the Chinese flag and photos of Chinese President Xi Jinping and former Communist Party leader Mao Zedong. The Wire's Catherine Andrews spoke with writer and ex-head of China analysis at the Defence Intelligence Organisation, Dr. Paul Monk, about what's happening with the crackdown now.
What's very striking right now is that Xi Jinping's regime is making harsher clampdowns on religious practice and the circulation of Bibles, the use of crosses and other religious symbols or icons than we've seen in quite a long time in China. And exactly why this is happening is a little difficult to discern, but it's clearly part of a pattern of Xi Jinping exerting more totalitarian control in China than we've seen pretty much since the rule of Mao Zedong. And that's the opposite of what we'd been hoping for 30 years would emerge in China.
What is the Chinese government afraid of?
It's afraid of any organization being able to incubate a civil society, a cultural conversation, a worldview that is independent of state dictates. And religions famously do this. And if one, shall we say, is very fair-minded, we bend over backwards to understand what might possibly motivate or justify this kind of crackdown, we might go back to the Taiping rebellions of the 19th century in China. The Taipings were religiously motivated rebels against the imperial regime. And the result of their uprising against their perception of injustice, foreign rule and corruption was a civil war in China that took tens of millions of lives, an enormous upheaval in China. That said, if the Communist Party is afraid of an upheaval on a massive scale being triggered by religion, it only goes to show how insecure the party is after 70 years of domination of China and 30 years of rapid economic development. So it's very interesting as a symptom of their psychology.
Why is this religious crackdown intensifying now?
Well, it's intensifying now, I think, because Xi Jinping is intensifying overall civil control and intervention in people's communications and thoughts. This is a very authoritarian step, and we can reach for explanation as to why Xi Jinping and the party are doing this now. But I don't think that there are any good explanations. There isn't an instant one. There isn't one that enables us to say, oh, okay, that's why they're doing it. Oh, well, that's understandable then, because there hasn't been an uprising against them. And the people that they're cracking down on are ordinary religious believers, not malign rebels.
What does it mean for the Christian minority there?
It means grim times. It reminds me, to some extent, of a film that you or your listeners may have come across a year or two ago called Silence, which was about the suppression of Christianity in Japan in the early 17th century. At that point, the Japanese authorities decided that Christianity looked very much like the cat's paw for Western colonialism. And it has to be said that there was some grounds for that suspicion. But rightly or wrongly, they undertook to eliminate Christianity, particularly the Catholicism that had been brought by the Jesuits. And they almost entirely did. It was a ruthless crackdown. To some extent, that's what the Communist Party is doing. It wants total control. But what's disconcerting and indeed astonishing in a way is that they would be anxious at this point in their own history on the back of immense economic success and their growing prestige and influence around the world. So we have to watch very closely how this plays out.
Writer Dr. Paul Monk speaking there with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.